And I'm your co-host, Dustin, and I eat dick.
Hello, and welcome to Rancor's Brothel, Riff Track number 5. This is Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part 2. I'm your host, Matt.
And I'm your co-host, Dustin, and I eat dick.
Actually, he's in my kitchen right now, and we're out in the garage, so fuck that guy. Who's over here?
Kurt Waywood.
And next to him?
Sean Flowers.
And next to him?
Mike Cooksey.
And next to him?
Aaron Flowers, and I'm drunk.
And next to him? It's Matt Etter. We made a full circle. Good job, guys. Okay. What we're doing right now is switching the languages on to subtitles for English so that we don't have to play the sound all the time. Okay, we are on the title screen of Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part 2. Get it out, get it ready, pause now.
Get it out, get it ready.
And 3, 2, 1, play.
Awesome.
Okay, we are on the FBI anti-piracy warning. So please don't pirate things.
Arr! It said punishable.
Hey, did you hear about the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
No.
It's rated R!
Oh, fuck you, sir. That's like a Dustin joke.
I know, but Dustin's not here because he's in the kitchen fucking.
So what's a pirate's favorite letter?
L?
No, actually it's the C.
R.
I hate both of you.
Okay, at the West River drainage site. Blah, blah, blah. So now Batman is the leader of the mutants. Criminals are running scared. What else is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. It's a radio show, so talk while I take a beer and drink. Dicks.
Well, Sean does not have a bucket in front of him, so if he pukes, that's his own problem.
I fucking told you to go get a bucket.
I don't know where bucket's at.
That flame.
It's a garage. There's buckets everywhere.
Well, that flame is getting away. Huge.
So Batman has an army now. He's a gang leader.
It's actually pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, it's the mutants. They are now his personal, like, crime-fighting army that he's going to develop into his own.
Lois Lane is still fat.
It's not Lois, it's Lana Lang.
Lois is dead.
Sure, Lana Lang.
Lana Lang is fat.
But yeah, she's still overweight, but she argues in defense of Batman quite well. She really is on his side. So I think she's over Clark Kent, and she's ready to do a little bit of dirty action with the Batman.
Kurt, that was awful. There you go. Bucket for newbie.
I'm not nearly as attractive or as well-worded as Matthew Etter.
Yeah, it happens. Joker. You're beautiful.
Yeah, his smile's pretty.
All right, hey, Sean, I got you a bucket. What do you got to get me?
A smoke.
A smoke. Hook it up, brother.
Even dick.
It's the same thing.
All right.
Oh, goodness. So again, Michael Emerson from Lost, Benjamin Linus, thank you, sir. Benjamin Linus doing the voice of the Joker, and I actually thought, even though it wasn't Mark Hamill, it was an acceptable voice.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't get too terribly upset when it wasn't Mark Hamill, because I love that motherfucker, but, and Joker looks really weird without any makeup on.
He really
does. Still very pale, and his hair still had that green tint. It's creepy, isn't it?
You dye it for that many years, it's probably going to stay that color for
that
a while.
That doesn't make any sense. So hair dye changes your genes.
Well, I guess that's true that I guess if you're going to grow your hair, your roots, well, then it'll grow its own color. So maybe his
It was that chemical vat that he fell in when he was the Red Hood.
So that changed Batman his chemical... Okay, that makes sense.
He's good very call. Pale, though.
It's all part of the chemical process. He worked at Acme Chemicals, and he fell into a vat while he was trying to rob the place as the Red Hood. Batman had attacked him and tried to subdue him. He fell into the vat, and it paled his skin and made his hair green. And that's all his hair. The carpet matches the curtains, if you know what I'm saying. He's got a green merkin!
Merkin. To be fair, though, I mean, he spent most of his... this 15 years or whatever, locked up in Arkham Asylum, so he's probably going to be pretty pale anyway.
Yeah, he probably hasn't seen the sunlight. Oh, yeah. Look, it's the White House. Who's the president? It's 1986.
Reagan smash.
Reaganomics.
Reagan smash.
Reagan sleepy.
But, well, it's a ruckus. I'd like you to straighten it out, involving a friend of yours in Gotham City. So who do you think he's talking to, Mike, since you're watching this for the first time?
I don't know.
Who has a friend in Gotham City? You've got a friend in Gotham. You've got a friend in Gotham. Totally Ronald Reagan.
Who stands
Buzz Lightyear.
Thank you. It's Buzz Lightyear. Who stands for truth, justice, and the American way.
So Superman.
It's just the American way now.
So
this
boots.
Is what would happen to Ronald Reagan if he had a Superman on his payroll.
And
it's not hard to find.
Sorry. Awesome.
We pan up to the Superman logo. It's fucking bitching. We get the cloud view. Superman's flying into town, maybe.
Okay, so question for you, Matt.
Yes, sir.
So is Superman... I mean, honestly, a lot of these Batman versus Superman things...
Wait. I'm sorry. Who's nasty? We nasty. Robin Don.
Yeah.
Robin Don.
See, they bring it up again. You were saying?
No, like, is Superman always, like, such a dick? Like, whenever you have the Batman versus Superman stuff, Superman always seems like the quintessential, not bad guy, but the adversary to the Batman being the good guy.
Generally.
Just
Superman
he's like the man.
Was the first superhero that we've ever gotten. And he will continue to be so, besides, you know, like, Jesus and Buddha and stuff. Because Jesus has laser vision. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. It's in Leviticus, which is before Jesus was born.
Yeah.
Oh, I just heard the cocking of the gun through your headphones, Mike.
And there are breasts.
There are breasts with swastika nipples.
Where? Give it a second.
Wait until the gun drops.
Sean's excited.
Yeah. Excited. Ooh, boobies.
There they are. Look at them.
Wow.
Now, I did not understand this old lady. Like, how is the hell does...
Yeah, don't ruin it for Mike.
How the hell does an old woman beat the shit out of people?
Let's find out.
Let's watch
by
and
watching
see.
The film. Oh, look at that. Oh, that was clearly a Jack Daniel's bottle.
That
she flipped,
was.
It was a square bottle.
Not as easy to break.
Brown liquor and a black label.
Those boobs are very bouncy.
Wow.
They're
wow.
actually not that bouncy. She's very toned. I got to give credit to the swastika lady for working out for the role. It was very interesting to see when you've known the comic for years and part one came out like 6 months before part two and you're like, what the fuck? How are they going to do the swastika lady?
Are they white supremacists? Like, what? Why should
she's swastika? She's Joker's girlfriend. So this is before Harley Quinn was invented.
Really?
Harley Quinn was invented in the animated series in 1992.
So is Harley Quinn actually Joker's girlfriend, or is just the girl that pines after Joker? I know she was like his psychiatrist.
Girlfriend. Read the comic book Mad Love by Bruce Timm and Paul Dini.
Okay.
They're the guys that created and animated the show. They created Harley Quinn and Renee Montoya and several other characters. But this was what we get for the Joker's girlfriend before we have a Harley Quinn.
She's an ugly hoe.
Yeah, she's pretty gross. I mean, the flat top doesn't help anything.
It does.
Like, very...
Hey, way to go, Dennis the Menace.
Huh.
You hit a Nazi in the face with a rock.
And her boobs are out.
And she has a Kalashnikov or something.
And why is she not wearing a shirt?
Because it's scarier. Like, think of that. If a chick comes at you with a gun, are you going to be looking at the gun or her tits?
Yes.
It's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah. That's a fair point. I concede.
God bless you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I wish Dustin came back outside. The newsstand again. We have
the flash right in the background.
Yeah, that's where I looked at before. I never noticed any of the comic books in the first one, but I noticed them all in the second one.
Yeah. Alan Moore, Neil Gaiman, you got the classic 80s, man. The good shit. All you're missing is McFarlane. 80s Spider-Man, but they can't do that because it's DC.
Yeah,
right.
God, 80s Spider-Man. Fucking Venom suit. That was like 84, I think.
And
the Secret Wars.
Spider-Man 3.
Fuck you.
Oh. Here comes that old lady again.
It's not really shitty, but I mean, it's just... Eh.
Oh my God, who's this old lady?
Batman.
It's Barbara Gordon. She got really old and cancer on her face because there's moles. Doesn't she look like Captain Caveman? Captain Caveman!
That was the end of Perky Boob Lady.
No, not quite the end. Because remember, there's still somebody that we're waiting on. Who are we waiting on?
Joker.
No, not the Joker. Who would save people from a speeding train?
Flash.
Because they might be faster than a locomotive. I'm just saying.
Flash.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Faster than a speeding bullet. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt's going to go pee in my backyard.
No, beer.
Oh, beer. That's give me one. Give me a Coors, please.
Sure.
Oh, there's handprints on that train. That's weird.
That is awesome.
That was actually handprints on a speeding vehicle like that. that distinct. You'll see that in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, pilot.
Yeah.
You see that with a bus. Pretty cool.
Does Lois and Clark kind of take, like, right after Smallville?
No. It's a different
continuity.
Okay. Yeah, in that, Lois and Clark don't know, like, Lois doesn't know that Clark's Superman until, like, season
four. Awesome.
I love that bolts are just bouncing off his chest.
That's why he has to be careful, because they can bounce off him and hurt other people.
Right.
Absolutely.
But there's no one around, so he don't care.
Well, he could hit Superman, I guess. Or Batman. But he's got armor, I'm sure.
Go and not get that hot.
Well, he's using his laser vision.
Yeah, the laser vision heated up the metal and then made it turn bright pink.
And Batman punches her in the face. I'm busy. Then we get that Batman voice coming out of the old lady body. That's creepy.
It just seems like a strange disguise. Like, it makes sense for a disguise. But, like, old lady. I thought it was weird.
Hey, you know what? Hide right in plain sight. You know what I'm saying?
It makes sense for Batman's personality, but it's just a weird, like...
choice.
Yeah.
And he's still gonna hide because, I mean, he wasn't wearing the Batman anything underneath the mask when he raised it up.
Okay, we got a little Cold War action going on, 1986. When did the Berlin Wall come down? Was it 89? Does that sound right?
Yes,
yeah, I think so. Right.
No, because Reagan said it. Bush was the president in 89.
Bush is president.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Reagan was 88. So,
88
was...
Hey,
oh, fuck.
88 was...
I have to look it up. I feel bad because I'm a political science major. I should know this shit.
No, you were a political science major. Now
just
you
because
sell
I
cameras.
Changed to Best Buy or got my education license, that means I still didn't get a degree in political science. I will always have. I just like give a degree in communication. A master's, actually.
Sorry, guys. I've got a holster.
And I trust the judgment on Mayor Stevenson. See how they pass the buck? Beautiful politician, corrupted politician.
Right.
Yep.
Commentary.
All these people are corrupt. It's awful.
The job will officially change hands from outgoing. Come in. Blah, 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 blah.
So, I know this is non-canon, but in the actual canon of Batman, does Gordon ever pass the reins?
He does step down after the No Man's Land storyline, which is an amazing storyline.
Isn't that based off the last Batman movie, sort of?
No. No Man's Land happened after Nightfall.
Okay.
When Batman got his back broke. No Man's Land, there was, after an epidemic of, not a plague, but just illness in Gotham, there was an earthquake. Like a 9 on the Richter scale earthquake that decimated the island, and they evacuated the island, and then they shut it off. It was a federal no man's land.
Mm.
But people stayed behind, and a lot of them were villains, crooks. So Batman had to come back. And, oh my god, a compelling fucking story, let me tell you.
Well, I think he does step down, then Gordon steps down and hands it off to somebody else.
Gordon steps down because at that point, now, keep in mind, Joker had shot Barbara Gordon and paralyzed her.
Right.
Joker kills Sarah.
Oh. All right.
Kills Sarah, the commissioner's wife. So, what we have here is a story written in 1986 before Nightfall, before No Man's Land.
Okay.
So, Sarah is still his wife. That is the detective that he was partnered with after his first partner when he came to Gotham from Chicago back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So this was the storyline of Batman Year One, also written by Frank Miller.
Good movie.
Saw it. Awesome.
Yeah, good movie. It is a good movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean looks asleep. He's wearing sunglasses.
He said he was going to possibly fall asleep, but...
It's okay, Sean. I'm not blaming you, buddy.
The fire interrupts the TV.
Oh, does it? Here, hand me the fire. We have a tiki torch lit here, because it's buggy.
It is mesmerizing.
So, there, now you can see the screen, buddy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is a beautiful scene. The American, the bald eagle landing on him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but why are Bruce and Clark, like, so chest open? Like, let's make out and have a good time. Like,
it's showing each other's dicks. Yeah. A beautiful scene in the comic books that's not in this film right here. Is that bald eagle leaves and hunts a rat that was scurrying about in the forest line, in the wood line. So, again, a Superman attacking Batman.
Right.
Batman's the rat.
Batman's a rat, he's a rodent, flying rat, blah blah blah.
I just hate to like degrade Batman down to a rat's level, but
it's not degrading to be a rat, man. Oh, I love rats. Oh, Peter. Oh, Piper. You know what? Never mind. No, I take it back. They do it in the cartoon, but not the comic book.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, okay. That was a visual that was not in the comic book, but it was a really great add-on. My bad. I feel like a fucking noob for saying that. I'm sorry, America. You even remember why you retired? I remember.
Cooks, you haven't said anything. What are your thoughts so far? Like, you've watched the first one, and obviously Superman's here. Do you have a boner, or...
Cooksy, you are a Superman fanatic. Look, he won't even talk because Superman's on screen. Oh, I love it. Superman's still completely fit and young.
They didn't age him at all.
No,
which makes sense.
I think it's great that Superman steps in to try to calm the Dark Knight, which in the comic books, they usually never
work.
He doesn't
step in. What did Ronald Reagan say to Superman? He said, "You've got to take him down, no matter what."
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? That means Superman's got to do what if Batman says no?
Part kill him.
Kill him. He's got to stop him. Because it's not about truth and justice anymore. Superman's a part of the American way.
Okay.
This is what happens if truth and justice leave. In Justice League, arguably, Superman doesn't care about the American way anymore. He cares about freedom, cares about the world's way.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens if those other two leave. This is a no Justice League future.
It's kind of like Captain America, where he joins the rebellion in the Civil War and
right.
Tony Marvel
War, yeah.
And Tony Stark would be the one that would be like, fuck
for America? What? Oh, yeah. It makes sense. He's for freedom, but not necessarily the American freedom that he's striving. Which I thought was cool. But that's Marvel, my bad.
No. It's a good point.
Yeah.
A valid point, my friend. Oh, somebody's talking to Joker. Who would visit the Joker?
Who is this guy?
Toyman's his name.
Yeah.
See, I was wondering that because in Marvel there's a guy named the Tinker. I kept on calling him the Tinker.
But you would think, that's a good point.
It's almost the same.
I'm
guy,
sorry,
yeah.
I'm so Marvel oriented. I feel like so fucking lost in the DC world.
And all these years, I just held my breath. Really? Oh, I could kiss you. Which, after you get poison lipstick, not a great idea.
Right.
Oh yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Robin's last class is about to end. Now, is he talking about last class in school or last class to be Robin?
Okay, you said
the last lesson.
They explain what happens to Dick Grayson in here a little bit.
And no, they explain it in The Dark Knight Strikes Again.
Which is
a sequel to Dark Knight Returns.
You gotta tell me that story later.
Ask Natalie because
that's right. You're right.
Natalie is the only fucking human being on Earth I've ever met that prefers The Dark Knight Strikes Again over Dark Knight Returns. They're both great. They're wonderful stories, but one is better than the other, goddammit. Do you hear noises?
I do.
What the fuck is going on?
It's in the kitchen. Sounds like Civil War.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Oh, Natalie's washing the dishes. Thank you, love. I know you'll listen to the show, so I'm saying thank you for washing the dishes. Okay,
Toyman. Charlie Brown shirt is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So is his actual name Toyman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, like his Christian name? Like he was born Bill Toyman?
Like, I mean, Cleveland? His Christian name isn't Batman, so.
Yeah, this is the Toyman.
Okay. I mean, Marvel's the Tinkerer, so.
Yeah. I just said that. Fuck you.
Oh, look. Hey, let's put him in a purple shirt, because that won't, like.
Yeah, who thought this was a good idea to, like, hey, let's put the Joker on TV?
Well, you know, they put him in a purple shirt and a white coat. Which is the reverse of what the Joker would normally wear, a purple overcoat with a white shirt.
Right.
But still interesting nonetheless.
So he's on a TV show. Is it supposed to be based off of... it seems like Dave Letterman, but it's too early for Dave Letterman.
It's the voice is Conan O'Brien.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Conan O'Brien in the Batman movie.
But who's the... obviously, Ronald Reagan's the 80s.
Yeah.
It's
supposed to be like Letterman-y.
Okay.
I mean, just a night show... Night talk show, but
I didn't know it's Conan
definitely
O'Brien,
Conan O'Brien. Yeah, huh. Fun fact.
I need to use IMDb more.
You should. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's hotlinked to my smartphone.
Aw. So publicity's brought out the cops, so he knows that he can't get directly to the Joker. So what's the bat do?
He cloaks himself.
First of all, yeah, a cloak. That's insane.
Wonder Woman technology.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and it's like, you know, like he says in Dark Knight Rises. Or no, does he say it in this? Oh, he does say it in this. Fuck.
Yeah.
He says the classic line, like, you know, doing such and such takes time and money. Fortunately, I've had both. You know.
Yeah.
Because he was off for 10 years.
So. I also like how, like, every chance he gets, he lets the new Robin know, like, if you do this and it's not my will, you're fired.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, my way or the highway.
He's got to make sure Jason Todd, like, you know, she doesn't kill, A, and that she doesn't die, B.
So, okay, Jason Todd, like, what? I don't know that connection. Like, explain that to me.
All right, so Jason Todd, so Dick Grayson is a trapeze artist in the circus. His family dies. He wants vengeance. Batman recognizes something in this child like himself, so he takes the kid in under his wing, so to speak. Quote. Jason Todd, after Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing and leaves Batman alone again, he catches Jason Todd trying to steal the wheels off the Batmobile while he's parked near Crime Alley.
Wow.
And when he confronts Jason Todd comes at him full fucking force, and he's like a 12-year-old kid, right? So he says he likes the kid's spunk, his feistiness, so he takes him under his wing again. And several years later, I mean, nobody took Jason Todd as Robin. Everybody hated it. People wrote letters every week, kill Jason Todd, kill Jason Todd. So they did the Death in the Family, let people vote. Landslide victory, kill Jason Todd. So now we have this. Think of that. If we had voted for Jason Todd to live, we wouldn't have a Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
That's true.
At least not the exact same story. And this story is fucking perfect.
So why is this not considered canon?
Well, because Batman's never going to be an old man in the comics.
Okay.
There will always be, every 40 years, some kind of a final crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Some kind of a continuity breaker.
I always thought that there was a comic where, like, it was continuity in this, like, Superman, Batman got older. Like, Superman never
like,
gets
from
older.
The beginning?
Kingdom Come.
Because, well, yeah, Kingdom Come, which I older, what I thought. Just loaned Flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's a what-if.
Yeah, it's a what-if. It's really cool. It's called Elseworlds by DC. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not continuity, but it's wonderful shit.
I need to fucking get into DC. Like, I feel like I'm missing out so much shit.
I mean, like, I only have 4 comics on my pull list at the store. It's Walking Dead, so Image. I've got just Batman, straight up Batman, 52. So DC, I've got the Uncanny Avengers, Marvel, and I have Ultimate Comics, the Avengers, which is another line of Marvel. It's not regular Marvel Universe. So I only have one of each, like, main thing I care about right now. Although I did just buy Volume 1 of Jurassic Park by IDW.
Seriously?
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
It's fucking amazing. It is the continuity of the movies. It's such a good comic book. It's the sequel that Jurassic Park 3 should have been.
Right. So that shitty, let's go take a tour and save a child
shit. And it still references that, like it did happen.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, it's so good. It's Tim and Lex as adults.
Oh, Tim and Lex.
Yeah, and Alan Grant's in it, Ellie Sattler. There's a ton.
They've been trying to redo Jurassic Park where they had the original 3 main characters come back and do another Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes. Yeah,
this is such a great part of the movie.
Look at him. He's like, all hugging him. Oh, hey.
Ah!
Son of a
Mike just recoiled. Did you expect that, sir?
No, that was awesome.
Yeah, isn't it? So Joker.
Oh, is this? Oh.
Yeah, the dolls coming in through the audience with the gas.
This is what shocked me about this shit.
Yeah, this is...
How violent this gets.
I mean, the Joker has killed... Somebody counted it. Like, some PhD literature major...
Right.
Counted for their thesis how many people the Joker's killed. It's like 700 something.
He actually mentions in the TV show, like, oh, you've killed this many people. What's
his fingers?
They're
bleeding.
Yeah.
Whose fingers are bleeding?
All the audiences.
Oh. Oh, their eyes are bleeding, or mouth or something.
Well, he was dragging his nails down the door and it started bleeding.
Gross. So, Conan O'Brien's dead. Yeah. 2 movies Conan O'Brien's been in. This and South Park the movie. And in both, he kills himself.
Yep.
Or he dies, at least.
This one because of laughing gas.
It's Joker Venom.
It's all the same. I mean, he was laughing.
I mean, I've used laughing gas at the dentist office. I didn't fucking die.
Or did you?
Ace the cloak. Again, with the fucking jargon and slang shit.
So Batman's kicking ass right now.
That's why I'm drinking.
Oh, we didn't do our drinking game yet. Shit.
I've been continuing. Fuck you.
I'm sorry, I'm inebriated now. Like, really hardcore.
You guys are adorable.
Robin,
how
definitely
did you people survive
rules.
Your 20s? Dude, oh, you're still in your 20s.
After college, I spent like 3 years not drinking at all.
Why?
Because I was a pussy and had no friends. There you go.
I was a pussy and had no friends. That's why I drank every day.
That's where my brother's gone to. I went the opposite route. My brother is the...
Actually, I smoked a lot of pot back then.
That's not since probably... It's been a few years.
Yeah, for me, it's been, God, 2006, early 2006.
Oh, man, that was my mid-college years.
Yeah, maybe 2005 is when I stopped.
All
right. Because whenever I married and started dating Natalie, I was like, okay, I won't smoke pot anymore.
You became a decent human being. Good for you.
Yeah, whatever. I just decided I like pussy more than weed.
So yes. Robin broke the rules and is still not fired.
Yep. Yeah.
Good for her.
She saved Batman's ass again.
Yep.
Because he has to understand that just because Jason Todd died, he can still trust other people.
Right.
So, okay, real quick. Jason Todd obviously killed Bob the Joker, but in what context?
Like, he hit him with a crowbar until he died?
So, like, was Jason Todd just being, like, a douche, like, I'm gonna kill you, and then, like...
No, there was this weird story where the Joker had diplomatic immunity from another country.
Oh.
And, so they couldn't, like, extradite him or check his attaché case, his carry-on.
Yeah.
And, it was all a ploy by, I don't know, whatever, fucking larger evil powers that be to fuck with the superheroes. Jason Todd dying was one of the fallouts of that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Look at that.
Superman's just killing bitches.
So, what he's doing right now doesn't make any sense. It implies that he can make his heat vision be more powerful than other times. Because at this point, he just cut through a battleship, no problem. But before, it took him a couple seconds to heat up that gun enough for her to throw it down.
Right.
Isn't that ridiculous?
But I mean, I'm sure he has control over his heat vision, how powerful it can be and everything.
Maybe.
I mean, it can't just be one power, like it's full blast at all times.
Well, this thing, Superman has
Selina. Who's Selina?
Oh, Catwoman.
Kyle escorts.
Yep.
She's still a prostitute.
Madam
she's
Selina.
She's a queen prostitute.
She's not the, like, look at her. Like, she's kind of gross.
She let herself go.
Oh, that'll happen.
Just like Lana Lang.
That's the cool thing about like the Dark Knight Rises, where like they hint at her and Juno having like a lesbian relationship and possibly a prostitute relationship.
The fact that you know the name of the character Juno from Dark Knight Rises is amazing. If you go to Batman Year One, it's deeply implied that Catwoman was a lesbian.
That's what I heard. They kind of went back and forth a little bit on it.
Yeah.
And she seems so useless now, like.
Well, there's a difference in the comic book. Selina's calling Batman, leaving a voicemail. Bruce, you know, like, there's points where she's just calling him to say, hey, I love you. Like, after all these years, even though they couldn't get married for social reasons, they've always been together, which is a really cool thought, you know?
Hmm.
God.
It's an interesting character. And, like, Juno is such a... like nothing character in the movie too. Like she's just there. You're really not sure why she's there. She just kind of compliments like the dirty lifestyle of Selina Kyle.
Yeah, she's like the Padawan to Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, Elsie.
Who the hell is that?
That's a congressman with a silver-haired whore.
Yeah.
God, MILF. It's a GILF. Mike, you like GILFs?
Nah.
Fair enough. Me either.
There's a certain age where you just gotta say no.
This is the Reagan. Just Say No came from.
I'm really into this film right now.
I know you are. It's amazing.
Like your eyes are just like so like focused.
Superman's back, and it's just I love Superman.
I know. What'd you think of the Man of Steel?
I never saw it.
Me either. Okay, here's the thing. There's a theater on the east side that on Tuesdays has $1.50 movies all day. They have Man of Steel right now.
Well, I work Tuesdays though.
So do
4:30.
Okay. Till 4:30?
Till 4:30.
Well, I work till like 6, so let's go after.
All right.
Because it's still $1.50. It's all day.
Okay.
You want to go good. Tuesday?
Tuesday, we gotta, indeed.
We got to pay for a babysitter for Joseph.
Okay.
We'll got to chip money. In, so yeah. It's a date.
All right.
Yeah, it's a date. I got a date with Mike.
Ow!
Ow!
No!
And this is how Grindcore's brothel brings people together.
Behold!
I'm sorry, I think Superman's a dick. I always have. And seriously, play Injustice, and you'll believe me.
I don't know, Aquaman seems to be the dick in that.
Make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich, Aquaman.
I don't want to give it away, but no, Aquaman's pretty awesome. He's not in real, like, regular comics, in real life, Aquaman's a complete...
Oh, look, they just made Batman again. He needs to get really much better at his hiding in plain sight.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he does not need to get better at his motocross GP.
With a wagon? That's awesome.
The selection of women in this cartoon are women I would not want to bone.
Old women and fat
little
women.
Girls and manly looking women.
Yeah. And women with big frame square glasses.
Also manly, yeah.
It was the 80s, man.
Yeah, well, check this out. This is awesome. Where do you find Selena?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Which means that she already had in her size a Wonder Woman outfit. For the fetishist.
What woman shouldn't have that outfit ready to go?
Look at that mascara. Oh, God. It's so gross. Mind control.
She's so fat.
She's Amazonian, man.
Hey, people at home, there's a train coming, so if you can't hear us, I'm really sorry about it. But I can hear the train coming. I hear that train coming.
It's coming around the bend. Only Wonder Woman's the Amazon.
She's from Themyscira.
Yeah, but Kusu was saying that.
Oh,
gross.
They're old, damn it.
Like, when you read the comic books, he's been fucking her all this time. You find out that Batman and Selina Kyle have been doing it all night long.
That's not PG.
All night long. All night.
Even though she's fat.
Hey, guys, we've lost Sean Flowers. Let's fuck with him.
There's Sharpie.
Who's got a marker?
No, he's awake.
He's got potato salad.
Sean, I thought
show
you could
me potato
better than this.
Salad.
When I was 22, Reagan was in power. What?
That does not mesh right.
I love having the clown face on Joker here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I do love one of my favorite things
it's
to
like
read
the
is
Dark
the Killing
Knight.
Joke.
I like that it said.
You know what?
Joke.
I heard a podcast this week about the Killing Joke. Do you realize that's in Elseworlds?
Is it?
At the end of it, Batman kills the Joker. That's the implication.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's
did you know he
implied.
Laughs? The end, he's
he laughs, but then the laugh cuts off immediately after a crack.
It's Joker's neck. I really want to know what happens in Injustice right now.
I'm
sorry. Joker also meets demise in a certain way, but it's really badass.
Okay. Tell us when we're done recording.
No.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So I will never play that game, I'm sure.
I like that it said at the bottom, Batweek sounds.
Uh-oh. Awesome. Sean's going to barf.
Is he going to vom on camera? Or on recording?
Maybe.
Get it?
Save his sunglasses.
Wrinkly
those are
balls.
Nice shades, bro.
Got it. So Batman is good.
No, fuck Batman. Aaron, what's your mom going to say when you drop him off?
Nothing.
Okay.
I took him out for his 21st, and he did not want to move from the bathroom.
It's not until tomorrow, anyway, so he'll be fairly okay tomorrow morning.
Okay, Mom. Do not go to www.followthe.tv.
She wouldn't understand anything that we're saying.
Splash.
What?
Ah!
Oh, that's your friend.
Yeah, is it? Michelle? Or somebody?
Ooh.
Look at that. The one in
awesome.
The eye. Awesome. In the comics, that is so gross looking because they show the eyeball with the...
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. This, they just kind of close it around.
And he's still nuts.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. You don't get cured by a fucking eyeball lobotomy.
I would.
Well, maybe.
Well, I'm not a badass.
Got a lot of longer looking at Pinchy.
Wow, thank you, Jabba.
Jabba
lobotomy.
I know that laugh.
Joker's just crazy here.
Yeah, like
when
punching
is Joker
the monster
not
with a child.
This whole scene.
This scene is just crazy of Joker.
It's fucking insane.
It's awesome.
kept darting around.
Can we borrow your bucket for the way home, by the way?
Who, you?
You know, for him.
No.
All right, your car's get puked on.
God damn it, Sean.
Whose car is it?
Why?
One of us.
You feel that bad?
I might let you rent it.
A dollar a day.
All that better's gonna kick your ass.
giggity.
Giggity.
God, that poor kid.
Yeah, how terrified would you be in a house of mirrors with a psychotic clown holding a gun, killing people you love?
And Batman walking around.
I'd be happy that he's pointing the gun away from me.
Yeah. Fair point.
And the kid is gone.
Yeah, but he runs away.
Epic fight. This is just... I love Batman Joker fights. They're just amazing.
All right, so, a question.
When they're done right, they're amazing.
How old is Joker in regular Batman continuity? So how
same age as Bat.
So he's about 55. He's 55
also. Yeah.
Okay. So he realistically could
still
be.
I mean, age wise, this is literally Michael Emerson fighting Peter Weller. RoboCop versus Benjamin Linus.
This shows my awful understanding of the Batman universe. How buff is Joker?
Well, Jack was.
He, it's not that he's buff, it's that there's no shut-off in his brain.
He can't feel pain or anything? Or?
Yeah, he's just crazy.
So even at 55, he may not be buff, but he can still fucking take pain.
He will have the same fatigue toxins in his blood that you and I would have, but he doesn't feel them.
Okay, that's
cool. So he's crazy. No longer, it's as if, you know, if you had somebody cutting off your cerebellum, the clamp there or whatever, and you have no receptors.
That makes sense.
Oh, he's stuck to the chain link.
Oh, I couldn't believe this.
Oh, we're getting on the beat.
Yeah, this
on
is
the
fucking awesome.
Chink, 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 chink.
Oh! Merry Christmas, everybody.
Is this one PG-13, too?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
It's PG-13.
Oh, my God.
They have a cool rag.
Pretty sure.
Nope.
Go inside.
No, don't go inside.
Don't go
inside. Have a cold rag. God. Fucking keep talking, you guys.
I'm not as good as you.
Just talk. I don't care if it's good.
Vagina monologues.
Not so Joker.
So Joker's running around with a gun with a friggin' thing in his
Seriously,
eyeball. That
this is
amazing.
The most fucked up part
this,
of the whole movie. I could not believe any of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Joker is going into a tunnel of love. Oh my!
And he's just that psychotic.
Just shooting him. Oh my God!
Listen to the dialogue. Like it's insane.
Oh my!
Excuse
it's like,
me.
Pop, boom! Headshot.
Look at
boom! Headshot.
Look at all these
here,
dead bodies.
Headshot. Headshot. Headshot.
Oh my gosh!
Like, and this is the dead. Like, how is this PG-13?
I don't know.
Dead bodies laying everywhere.
There's blood everywhere.
And Sean Flowers puking in a corner. Oh man, it's crazy. And I mean, honestly, like, tunnel of love and murder. Like,
I love the fact that you know when he was in like his, he didn't give a shit or whatever. When Batman came back. He was like, yes.
That's
Batman.
When he smiled.
Coach, this
again.
Part coming
because,
up, you'll really appreciate.
Because,
so.
You know, there's no Joker without Batman, and no Batman without Joker. It's just,
You'll appreciate this.
I never kept
here.
Count.
You'll appreciate this. Because Batman cannot kill people. That's not, he can't do it. But, like, at this point, Joker's killed so many people.
Yeah.
Like, how could you not kill him?
Yeah, and then that big swipe across Batman's chest.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, he's feeling it
Joker's
badly.
Joker's got the knives.
He's taking a gunshot and a swipe across the chest.
Like, at this point, if I were a normal human being, even if I was Batman, I would fucking kill the shit out of Joker.
And Joker still got that Batwing right in his eye.
Yeah, I know.
There's ice in that.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, keep talking, assholes.
Oh, we are.
Wow.
You fucking rebels are your goddamn
oh,
shit.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Give it to him, Daddy.
It to him.
Oh.
Okay, see, but still hasn't killed Joker.
Yeah, people are running
wow.
away right now.
But, like, you really want to kill this fuck, and he's just taunting you. But Batman still is the beast. Like, he fucking still won't kill this motherfucker.
If it was me personally, I would have killed him a long time ago.
And this whole
thing of that, it's like, do I kill one person or do I let you continue killing 600 people
right.
a year?
But still, I mean, we're going to see here in a second, Batman still stands by his code at all times.
Yeah, like, I can't believe Batman hasn't killed him yet.
And, like, he knows Joker has won at this point, but still,
and
holds to his moral code.
Joker's just crazy, still laughing. He just laughs the entire time. He's crazy. There's a real shot of the eyeball.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shot right there. And see that? Mike, what did he just do?
He broke his own neck.
He broke his own motherfucking neck with no hands. Because he already had a break.
Yeah.
Below the point where his head still could move. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
Because if he's got to go out, might as well blame Batman for it.
Man,
he knows he didn't win.
Joker is fucking crazy. He's a perfect enemy for Batman.
Oh, man.
I mean, Batman is a being of logic and order.
Yeah.
And Joker is an agent
Batman
of chaos.
Batman could be Vulcan.
He could be Vulcan. That's a really good way of putting it.
He could be Vulcan.
He could be totally Leonard Nimoy.
So, let me ask you something about Batman and Joker. What issue did Joker get introduced in the Batman comics?
I mean, man. It was Detective Comics.
Yeah.
I mean...
But it was very early on. Okay. Joker's been around since 1939, which is the year that Batman originated.
So it was like in the first session of comics.
Then. Yeah. I mean, like, Batman came about in Detective Comics number 27.
Okay.
Which is like the third most expensive comic ever.
Well, I can understand why. I mean,
wow.
Joker's a huge enemy of Batman.
He's burning.
No, I'm saying Batman's origination was like the third most expensive comic ever, but yeah. Fucking priceless.
This is crazy.
Yeah, freeze, you son of a bitch!
I mean...
Cute gun.
The reason why we're not talking so much is because we're so into this movie
right now.
I mean,
it's an amazing sequence, this whole action. If it isn't a cop, shoot it. What a cunt.
I was gonna gun again.
Yep.
But is he aiming at a person?
Nope.
Bomb.
It was a bad shot, though. At least with the loss of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely lost a lot of blood.
Oh, good old shock.
Well, realistically, if you haven't been training or using a gun for that many years, would you be a good shot anyway?
I don't know, man. I don't shoot guns that often.
Stop laughing. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's... Joker's
still burning, and he's got a smile on his face still.
Yep. So, you might ask yourself, it's 42 minutes into this film. Where else can we go? He has killed not killed the Joker, but the Joker is
himself.
Definitely
yeah,
defeated.
Yeah.
What can we do now?
Superman's still around.
Oh, is he?
Well, he was just kicking ass with the communist fucks.
And that is issue 4 of the Dark Knight Returns.
You have to me to buy this series. Screw you, man.
I don't have to buy it because I live eight houses down as Wayne Township Library. So I just get it there because they have it.
You probably have what? Comic World Runner somewhere?
I go to Downtown Comics,
okay.
Which is a chain in Indy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's three locations. I go to 10th and Girls School on the west side here. Right. Yeah, it's like 2 miles from me.
Yeah,
so it's cool. Great. But there's also a really amazing, the biggest comic book store I've ever been to, Downtown Comics, off the circle, downtown Indianapolis. Beautiful.
Really?
Trip.
Oh, it's good stuff.
This and I went to one in Chicago. We got right off the subway, and it was the train at the station. We got right out, and we walked like 2 blocks. It was a fantastic comic book shop right there.
Nice.
And it wasn't real big, but a lot of lovely back issues and stuff. They were giving tickets to the Comic-Con and everything in Chicago. I mean, they really knew their shit.
Like, Downtown Comics, like,
awesome.
The downtown location is so big.
Yeah.
Like, you go in there, and lining the walls are all the new stuff.
Yeah.
And then above it is, like, the wall comics,
yeah,
the good
yeah.
shit. And then in the middle is boxes and boxes of comics.
That's
you
awesome.
Can go through them. But, like, what the clerk's job is when you're not in there shopping, his job is to price the comics, right?
Oh, wow, yeah.
So we go in there, and Batman Year One is an amazing comic. And if you can get an original copy of it, it's a very expensive comic. Okay, a couple $100. But we go in there, and the first box they open on top is all 4 issues of Year Two.
Cool.
Which is another, like, deep Batman story. And it's like... Like, this was the on top of a box I opened. Imagine what's in the other 14,000
yeah.
boxes in there. It was great.
I have the complete series of JLA Year One.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
I let Grayson Smith borrow that. I didn't see it for 2 years.
Because he's a truck driver, that
yeah.
fucking
he's
asshole.
Like, here's your comic books. I'm like, wow, that's where they went. I'll be damned.
All the movies and
I think it was
12
issues. think it was 12 issues. I think it was year one, 12 issues, yeah, or whatever. And I have all the episodes, or all the issues of Justice. Oh, that's a good set. God, I love that series.
Mark Waid and Alex Ross, right?
Yeah, Alex Ross is just amazing.
Beautiful.
He has an actual life-size figure of Superman in his office. He does kind of.
And by life-size figure, you mean anatomically correct?
Yeah, yeah, like what, 6 foot?
Bow chicken, bow bow.
6 foot three or whatever. I think it's what.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
It's a glove, dog.
I love this. Like, oh, I know you're talking to the commissioner of police, and you are the liaison between civilians and a superhero, but I really need some eggs and some beans.
And some milk.
You know, for like a 70-year-old chick.
She's not 70. She's younger than him.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah.
She's, Gordon's what? Like,
she's like 59, yeah, maybe 62.
Gordon's like 15, 20 years older than Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I think in this continuity, he's like 72 years old.
Yeah. Either way, like even for like 65, she's a pretty fine chick for 65.
So to back up a little bit, I really enjoyed how the...
Shh! Reagan's on, damn it.
Okay.
Reagan. The president's on!
Reaganomics.
Reagan's look at that. Sleepy.
In a radiation suit, does that really bode well for America?
That just really pokes fun at his presidency. Like, what would happen if Russia actually attacked? I'm gonna save my ass and everyone's gonna die.
Party's for losers.
And they shot a warhead at us, so we got Superman. What do we do? This is beautiful. In the comics, this is amazing. We got grunting Superman stopping a nuclear warhead, going towards Corto Maltese. And now here's the weird thing. Corto Maltese must be very close to the United States border.
Yeah.
Because of what the aftermath is. You'll see in a minute and we'll talk about it. But, and I mean, it can't be more than like 2 miles off the coast.
And also all the troops they say that were there.
Yeah.
I have a question to ask you here in a second when we see what happens here. Shine some light on some stuff.
Look at that. First deflect, then detonate.
This happens in Smallville, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This is like towards the end of Smallville, also.
Yeah, a little bit.
God, I love Smallville.
Such a good show.
Tom Welling is my Superman. Just okay. Like a...
Even if he's a douche.
Yeah. There would be a great lightning storm. I've heard he
really is in real life.
Fuck that. Okay. Yeah. What happens with a nuclear weapon?
EMP.
EMP. So in order for that EMP to affect Gotham City...
That'd be close.
Pretty close. That's my imagination.
But upper atmospheric discharge means it'll be a lightning storm like crazy, too.
Yeah. You seen Dustin!
You seen Godzilla 1985?
No.
Oh, okay. What? So this nuke goes off. Superman's in the middle of it.
Look at him.
Yeah, like, so the reason why he's able to be so emaciated is just because it is a nuke in general, because A, it's night, he can't be regenerated from the Earth's
until
sun.
Until Dustin come back out here and bring more water.
Yeah. Okay, so Matt, so, like, he's been hit by this nuke. Is he able to be emaciated like that because of the nuke, or because it's nighttime, the nuke has clouded the sky, and he can't be regenerated?
You know what, they don't really say, I don't know.
Okay. Because I was wondering, like, it's nighttime, the clouds have blocked any kind of sun there could be from reflecting from the moon. He has no way to regenerate.
A little flat, man.
Yeah, go ahead and just puke, Sean. It's cool.
We
all been there.
Yeah.
I was there when I was 15, though. Just saying.
Thanks. I'm only 22, but...
I know, it's cool. I'm old and fat. Does that make you feel better?
That is too cool.
If it came down between you and me, a chick would probably fuck you. Over me. For sure. Yeah. The sunflowers.
And then, so how does he regenerate? Oh, he takes the sunflower.
He absorbs
power.
The solar energy from the plant life around
That's
it.
That's really cool.
And, you know, it's not a real power of Superman's. It's something that they create for this, but it's still, like,
it's
fucking amazeballs,
idea.
Right?
Like, it makes logical sense mm-hmm. in a traditional Superman storyline.
Like, that was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I wondered about that, because I don't have the historical knowledge to be able to say that makes sense or doesn't make sense, but that's why I have you fuckers.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Well, in Kingdom Come, he's absorbed so much solar energy that you just Kryptonite can't even touch him.
Yeah, and yeah.
So it's
like Kingdom Come is like 25, 30 years after what we're in now.
Yeah, yeah.
And Superman has absorbed so much solar energy over his over the years. Because, like, when he retired from fighting crime and shit, he just farmed all of Kansas.
Yeah.
All of Kansas was his farm.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he... I gave him a bottle. He has so much, like... solar energy that he cannot. Kryptonite doesn't water. Affect him at all. Yeah. Doesn't even give him the flu. He's just fine.
Hmm.
Crazy, right?
It's interesting.
Kurt, take that glass from him if he pukes. Hold it for him. Thanks, buddy. You need a drink, Kurt?
I'm gonna make myself
pee. I'm gonna stop.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm 8 drinks in with 4 or 5 shots of liquor. And I'm
so Batman has horses. Oh yeah.
We saw awesome. That with Clark.
He
was out brushing and riding his own horses.
Well, honestly, this kind of reminds me a little bit of what happened in Batman Begins, where he's fucking riding that horse through Gotham when all they're having uh-huh. the scarecrow shit.
And there was a scene written, hey, there's a train coming, America, sorry, in 1989 Batman. Yeah. There's a scene that was deleted where Batman rides up to the Joker on a horse.
Really?
And it's straight out of this.
Fucking awesome.
But that's exactly it. Batman plans for every contingency, so of course he would have horses.
Yeah, in the EMP, all the cars are fucked. So, like, yeah. what do? The Batmobile's dead.
Nah. Exactly.
Older cars aren't necessarily screwed. Because they have distributor caps. And the alternators can have...
Does the Batmobile
you can replace the coils in an alternator and it'll fire back up.
So no, Batmobile's so fucked.
But in 1986, are there a lot of daily drivers?
That's true, yeah.
yeah
but Batman would figure that out.
Let alone in 2013.
Batman would be like, you know what? Distributors, man. So he'd have a dragster and like a muscle car.
Then I will teach them to you. But for tonight, you rely on your brains. Tonight, we are the law! Judge Dredd. You alright?
Yeah, I'm making sure it's empty.
Can't waste beer.
Is it alright if I make myself puke?
Yeah. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, you got more beer to drink.
Whatever makes you feel better.
There we go.
Tomorrow will be, move that away from you, buddy. You're gonna burn yourself. That will be the drink on Mad Chat tomorrow.
Good.
So I'm saving it.
Rancor's brothel helping people puke for 10 minutes now.
Now, if you were helping him, you'd actually put your penis in his mouth.
Oh, man.
Do not tempt me.
Now, that's the guy that fell on the subway.
Yeah.
Do you recognize that? Mm-hmm. They do that in the comics, too, where they have the same tertiary characters being in key scenes.
You recognize them, you know them.
Yeah, to an extent. You know what each of them is capable of.
So, if this happened in your world right now, would you do the same thing as what they are, stealing shit?
Would I steal shit, or would I beat up?
Well, like what they're doing. They're stealing shit out of the store to get free things to try to survive.
Aaron, I love you.
Right.
But if it meant keeping Joe alive, I would kill you, and I would drink your fucking blood.
Hey, I'd do the same thing.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd do the same thing for everyone.
If it means anything, I would do that for a Twinkie.
Oh, my God. I had my first Twinkie since they closed.
Right.
Like 2 days ago. It was amazing.
Yeah. Did you possibly see, Aaron, my picture of the Hostess and Twinkie extravaganza we had the other night?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had boxes,
boxes. Oh, yeah.
When I was a senior in high school, we went to Florida, and me and my three friends that were driving down, we before we left town, the last thing we did was we went to the Hostess outlet store.
Oh, yeah.
And we each bought 4 boxes of whatever, and that was our snacks on the way down. The whole trip was fueled by Twinkies, cupcakes, and golden cupcakes.
I think there was a few ho-hos. Dude, when, not to get off track, but when Hostess went out of business, I was student teaching at Crown Point, and one of my students, his mom worked for Hostess. The day after they closed, he brought in 5 boxes of different Hostess shit, and we just snacked on it all day. It was great.
That's awesome.
Dude, I'll tell you what, if you like Ding Dongs, remember Ding Dongs?
Yeah, I like Ding Dongs too.
I'll tell you what, one thing, I spent 6 months finding the replacement snack cake for me, for what I like. And my favorite was always the Hostess cupcake, right?
It's hard.
Right. And now, back in the day, like, remember, when I started eating Hostess cupcakes, they were made out of animal fat, not vegetable oil.
Right.
You know, they were good shit.
Hard to find that flavor.
So I've been getting Tasty Cakes brand chocolate bells.
Mm.
They are fucking amazing. Before, thank you. Before you leave town, go to the gas station and get some Tasty Cake chocolate bells.
I will. I'll
amazing. So good. Perfect.
Have to
sorry.
Every time I see this part, it kind of reminds me of Jimmy John's, where he's calling up and having more people deliver more water from Jimmy John's.
Oh, there we go.
That was a good
one. We got it. It's out, brother. It makes me think of William Wallace in Braveheart.
Oh, yeah.
They'll never get our freedom! Yeah. Oh.
Take some water.
Better out than in, I always say.
That's what I always say, too.
That's what Hagrid says.
You know, I threw up over that at the tree over out there.
What? You didn't pee in my drink? Yeah, you did. Last time you were here. Shit.
No one last time. Was the time before that.
Was it the diaper party?
I had that nasty-ass headache.
Yeah.
Watching some Battlestar, and I had to... Yeah. I don't know where it came from, but I had a nasty headache.
God damn it. Tune in to Battlestar Galactica every Wednesday and Thursday. Here at Follow Networks.
It's fantastic. Watch the show.
Blah. See, I thought that guy was going to get tied up.
I thought, when I think of that guy, I think of in The Dark Knight, the fella on the rafts.
Right.
That he's the one that says, I'll do it. And he goes and gets the detonator.
Right.
And then he doesn't do it. That's who I think they were basing that character on.
Right. The Dark Knight. Not the guy that...
Wow, that gurgled.
I also had that looking at your wife and Dustin in the window of the bathroom. Our bathroom.
Oh, they're in the bathroom?
No, in the kitchen.
What are they doing in there?
Wow.
So many things. It looks like your wife is lecturing Dustin on the ways of planting flowers. So she's playing with like a pot of flowers on the kitchen table. And Dustin's like shaking his
head. No. Joseph's birthday's coming up, and his birthday is Batman themed.
That's
thank
awesome.
Thank you.
Oh,
if you guys want to come, more than welcome, but you have to dress Batman.
Shit.
What?
I have Batman stuff. I have Superman stuff.
Okay, wear that. It's fine. Wear DC.
Very well.
I'll be dressed up as Robin.
Ooh.
Joseph will be Batman, right?
Joseph will be Batman.
So another one. Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
You're a great father. I gotta say it.
So far.
It was Natalie's idea, honestly.
She's a great mom.
You have a great wife.
For Halloween last year, she went to Goodwill and got a bunch of clothes and then sewed them and made Robin costume for me, Batgirl for her, and then Joe was Batman. And we went and trick-or-treated together.
That's awesome.
It was so cool, man. Okay, fuck it. Back to the fucking movie.
Oh, riots.
Sean, vomit quieter. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Oh, you poor guy.
He's like, yeah.
I'm trying. All this like and Brains same. 2. That's from Kurt Look. Right there.
Oh, yeah. New Batman symbol again.
No, I think that's the same symbol
like
as
think,
before.
I like to think that this lady with the white hair is the whore from earlier.
I like it, yeah.
Not Selena, but the one that was seducing the congressman. Yeah.
A different rag.
Oh, look, we got Spit Curdle Mr. Superman talking to Reagan in the nuclear winter.
Yeah, it's really. Didn't Elvis talk to Reagan?
Yeah.
Or Nixon. That was Nixon.
Many people talked to Reagan.
When Elvis talked to Nixon or whatever? I won't do drugs, Mr. Nixon.
Funny all shit.
Right. Yeah, I like how it's like snowing with Ash.
Is it Ash or is it literally
Nuclear winter?
Nuclear winter. And now, who's this guy? Who's that bald guy with the long hair? Who is that with one arm?
Oh, I fucking know. Okay. I
know this thing.
You'll get it.
I need to cool down.
You want to go out to the car?
No.
Okay. You'll get it, Cooksy. Tell me when you know who it is.
Yeah, say it.
I'm blowing my nose. Got a Kleenex?
Not Oliver, is it?
No, I don't have a Kleenex in my garage.
Oh, no, Cooksy got it. Say it louder.
Oliver?
Who's Oliver?
Green Arrow?
There you go.
Yeah.
Sexy. With one arm. How does he lose his arm? I don't know.
Blow your nose with that towel. It's okay.
What?
How does he lose his arm? You actually find out in Dark Knight Strikes Again.
So I gotta fucking read that.
I have to read? I hate reading. It sucks so much.
Because there's so much shit that happens that I want
to
know.
But I'll tell you what. Because of his, desire to take down Superman, who do you think got rid of his arm?
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm just... It's implied in the...
No, that's cool. That makes... why he's so adamantly...
Oh, my God. This is the best Batman that we will ever get. It's the best that we deserve as a people. And if Superman versus Batman ends up like this... It's okay. Because that's what we get.
That is bigger than the old school Batmobile.
Batman married Iron Man and made a baby.
Ooh, sexy.
So is it Byron Man?
No, it's Bad Iron Man. Batire! I'm batired of your bullshit! You batire me!
You make me batire. I grew weary of this.
Ah, yes. Look, he's like, oh, let me take my heart pill. The doctor told me to take an aspirin every hour. Army troops, blah, 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 blah.
God, I hate the news, even on animated shows.
It's all so sad. Oh, goodness. Oh, we got snipers, because they'll take out Superman.
But we got the Batmobile. Do they not know Superman's MO yet, like how he operates?
Watch out for the flames.
Well, I think we've done it for him. We've talked about how men really drink.
Aww.
Hit the button.
Yeah, why? Oh. Anywho, so he locks that on. You see the gas come out because it locks
in. So have you read Justice?
Yeah.
Did you love it when, like, everybody else had these suits made? And Ben was like, I've already got one. You're like, of course you do, you jackass.
That's the one with, like, Magog and Gog.
No, that's the one. Justice is the one where, like, they have, they try to take over the world and whatnot.
By like, peace and shit, right?
Yeah,
I've seen that. I've heard that.
See, I like this part because it kind of, like, Dark Knight Rises gives no homage to this because you see that scene where Bruce Wayne's kind of gearing up to be Batman again after a few years out of the system.
Yeah.
And he has those metal, you know, things that help him.
Brace on his knee that makes his leg work again.
Yeah, kick like a badass.
After the doctor's like, you have no cartilage left.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of cool because I'm like, I remember that.
Yeah. Again, that movie takes so much from Dark Knight Returns and Nightfall. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love Nightfall. That's
and even some shit from Year One. Really.
Nightfall is one of the... I just love reading Nightfall, even though it's bad.
All right, so Alfred just set off the detonation sequence, the self-destruct sequence for Wayne Manor. And Batman has the timer on his wrist.
And just blows the shit out of Superman.
But that's not Batman. That's who? There we go!
Did not want to spoil it.
That's Robin! And, oh, fuck you.
Yeah,
picks up a tank and throws it, just like Superman would.
But then he opens it, and what does he see? A girl with a shotgun. A
slingshot.
Clark. It's implied at this point, too, that everybody knows who Superman is.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone corporate.
I love this. This is between you and me.
No.
Oh. The sonic gun.
Mm-hmm.
Is he alright?
Okay, so explain to me, why is Superman bleeding at this point?
Because he has been hit by a nuclear bomb within 24 hours.
So he is, even though it's not kryptonite, he's still weakened.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to knock him out.
And also, there's no
sun. But then there, he plugs into the whole power grid of the city.
Right. Well, and this
shocks
makes sense.
The fuck out of him.
But Flowers makes a good point. The no sun, he's hit by a nuke, he's had no... really ability
yeah,
to recuperate,
true.
So yeah, good call, Flowers.
Think of that scene from the third Matrix movie where they fly above the cloud line and they see the sun for the first time.
Yeah.
That's what Superman needs, but he didn't do.
Well, even though
he could fly above
Superman Returns was not a very great movie.
So,
I think when he flies above
Wayne Manor is going to blow up. What does Alfred do?
Read some books?
Fuck out.
He checks out the, and look at this.
Heart attack?
No. One side is numb. What's that?
Stroke?
Yeah, stroke or heart attack.
It's a stroke. If you read the book, it's a stroke.
Yeah, they actually have his right arm.
They
not
say
left.
It later, too. Don't you get it? They say it later, too.
See that? It's completely dead. He can't lift it. Except for that cane.
Yeah, see, left arm would be heart attack.
That was his left arm.
Well, he grabbed this arm. That's the one he couldn't move with.
Yeah, the
right
arm's gone. Yeah. That's with the hemispheres of the brain. And what's not having...
Because I don't have a degree in psychology, and I'm not studying to become a behaviorist.
Cool.
Ooh. I am...
It's not that cold. La 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 la, Batman. I'm going to kill you, Clark. Because
you are a big
old dumbass punch.
I've got gauntlets, too.
They will kick the shit
out
of
you.
Nobody wants
him. Nobody needs him now.
Shakespearean wordplay there.
Oh my God. Oscar Wilde-like, one might say.
Beautiful. Soldiers, so I think they can do things.
Let's open the port. What's in here? Oh, it's a 14-year-old girl. Oh, no, it's a bright light.
They're gonna gangbanger.
Oh, that, the fucking moving head on that.
It was beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah. Look at him running, these little bitches.
Run away.
Oh! There's a cameo in this of Christopher Reeve as Superman.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
We'll see it here in a few moments. I'll say when it comes up. It's a
He was an amazing Superman.
When they're fighting through apartments in Crime Alley, there's a poster of Christopher Reeve as Superman.
That's awesome.
So we'll see it here. It's not in this sequence. There it is. Behind the, right there.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
See that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did not see that first time.
I didn't either. It took IMDb and like four other watchings to find that.
That's badass.
Yeah.
My dad.
You got 10 minutes.
My dad loves
right now. We've gotten to the point where
she
Dustin has quit on us, and
Dustin has been inside talking to my wife the entire second half.
Boring.
As you started the episode, he likes a big dick.
Awesome. God, it's awesome.
That pulling down the fucking wrecking ball. Oh God.
Oh,
using the wrecking ball as a weapon is so Marvel, though.
Dude, no, this is awesome. Yeah. They picked the two fucking
wrecking ball and Daredevil.
Well, I mean, there is a character named Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, I know.
He picks up two fucking cement rollers and just
reminds me of Jet Li in The One using two motorcycles as punching gloves.
Oh yeah.
Oh, beautiful shit.
Or Hulk.
He busts a Jeep in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, and uses...
That's
oh,
an
beautiful.
Obscure reference I didn't think of, though. Nice work.
It's not really obscure. It's Marvel Phase 1, thank you.
Of all the Marvel Phase 1s, like, Hulk's on that register is less than my radar.
Oh, I love Hulk.
It's good. It's really good.
The Incredible Hulk is such an amazing
Phase
film.
Phase is less than my radar than Thor, Captain America, or Iron Man.
You know, Captain America did a cameo in that, right?
In
the deleted scenes,
I know
Hulk
that.
Tries to kill himself on a glacier, and when he pulls the trigger, the glacier falls away, and there's a frozen guy in ice with the Captain America shield.
I know that. There's our Green Arrow.
Yep.
Being a badass.
Oliver Queen, I mean, essentially the liberal version of Bruce Wayne, you know, billionaire, but instead of taking care of the little man, he takes care of the really little man.
I love him in Smallville.
Oh,
I love that character.
And I can't get into the new
Arrow.
Because
I've heard
of that
from a lot of people.
I've had real trouble. I mean, there's some other problems, like his mom's alive, his sister's a character, his sister's Speedy.
Right.
It's not even Star City, it's like Starlet City. I don't know what city it is, but I just can't do it.
I want to get into that. I want to start watching just to see.
Just nosebleed. That's all Batman gets. Because he's fucking badass.
So, does he actually ever use his bow in this?
Like, I don't know.
He really can't.
The arrowhead is glowing green. What do you think happens?
Kryptonite.
Maybe.
But still, how the fuck? I can't remember.
Fucking beautiful.
A one-armed archer.
Oh, he cracks it right open. Buck 30 on that. Come on. Come on, Wayne. Wayne Manna.
Oh, man, he's badass. Oh.
And it blows up in his face. Inhaled kryptonite.
Yeah, that's good.
No, it took years and cost a fortune. Luckily,
did he pull
I had
string
both.
With his teeth?
Yes, he does.
So good.
Oh, God.
No, he didn't shoot the fuck out of Batman. He took a bullet.
I hope freaking silver. Yeah.
That was good.
Feeling it now, aren't you? Oh my God!
I feel like the rest.
He made Superman a mortal by making him inhale kryptonite. Isn't that amazing?
So how long does Superman stay mortal with that?
You'll kind of see. Bruce, your heart. He's still Superman. They give him a saving grace. He's still trying to save his.
Yeah,
friend.
Like he doesn't
like,
hate.
You're
Batman.
Going to die. Please stop.
Yeah.
It's just Batman's gone against what he's been commanded to do because he's America.
America. God. Batmobile goes underground.
So well done.
God damn it. Like, doesn't... Like, just punch evil in its fucking face, Batman. Just do it. I want you to remember, I wanted to remind you to stay out of my way. Look at that. In your most private moments, I want you to remember the one man who beat you. God!
I could have killed you, and I didn't.
God. That's exactly what he's fucking saying. And then he has his heart attack.
He's a good actor.
And there goes
Holy shit.
It was drawn.
Like, could you imagine a world, a DC world without Batman?
No, I don't
fucking
want to.
Fucking depressing as shit.
No, this is depressing right here. See, Alfred? Oh.
Like, you almost...
Oh, another stroke. The other half's gone. I'm down.
You almost expect to see that The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Like, you think Alfred's done.
Leave him alone. See, he still takes care of his friend, though. They make Superman the bad guy in this.
They fought together as a Justice League for
fucking
years.
That's what I'm saying. They make Superman the bad guy in the last half, but they're still like, you know what? He's still Superman, motherfucker.
They do make references to the Justice League in here, right?
They make some.
Because I think, don't they talk about Wonder Woman going back?
They show Wonder Woman as a costume Selina Kyle. They have Oliver Queen in there.
Well, I thought they talked about Wonder Woman going back home.
I don't know. Yeah, Diana went back home, yeah.
Yeah.
So the funeral, look at him.
Wow.
So
he's still in here.
He's still fucking
I wondered moral. About that, like, I guess it's still in his system.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand why he still like he was...
Got some nerve showing up here! I know who killed him, damn you!
So Selina knows who Batman is, then. Or,
yeah.
Sorry, Superman is.
They've been... Well, yeah, everybody... I said who, everybody knows who Superman is.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Potentially.
You're right.
I don't know if that's right or not, but potentially.
But why does Gordon ask, like, what, were you friends with Batman? And he's like, sort of. Like, why does Gordon not know he's Superman?
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, man.
Batman probably never told him.
That's the thing about Gordon.
But
he has plausible deniability.
Right. I don't know. It's just weird.
Oh, wait. What was that? I heard something.
It's Robin.
No, you heard a heartbeat.
In a Durka Durka.
It's a Burka, dick.
Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
And the shovel. Fucking beautiful. She just looks so worried. Just go the other way, sir. Just go
and
the other
wink.
Way.
Wink.
Cool!
I'm
yes!
still Superman. I'm still Superman.
Batman.
You know the chord of that was supposed to be... Da 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 da, Superman. Mm-hmm. That was the way that was written.
Really?
Was to be those syllables.
No longer am I just a man. I'll only go by Superman.
Everybody gets a hard on.
And there we go. They're all trying to figure out what to do next, and he's like, "Oh, well, we're gonna go do this, fuckers, because I'm Batman."
Because I'm Batman.
Because I'm Batman. Go to cinema, or, was it, it's, howitshouldhaveended.com.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Great website.
I love their YouTube channel so much.
Yeah, subscribe to it, watch it daily.
They should start up their new season pretty soon, so.
I love how Man of Steel is on that. It would have ended in, like, 5 minutes.
I refuse to watch it because I haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't watch it until you've seen the movie.
I love how they, like, he pins up his sleeve instead of, like, he looks like a Vietnam vet instead of Oliver Queen, billionaire.
Of course, does Oliver Queen right now still have that money? I mean, he's pretty
Who
old.
Knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I spent 10 years looking for a good death. This will be a good life. Which
cool.
brings it back to the first line in the comic books. This will be a good death.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes around.
That was the only line missing from this that I felt would have made a better movie. This will be a good life. Or a good death.
And a different
cool.
symbol.
That was the 60s Batman.
Batman,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Shrunk
That's
the
cool.
head into the
yeah,
neck.
Yeah.
And there you go. So now it leads into The Dark Knight Strikes Again, which is not a cartoon, so we're done now.
That is awesome.
So please, from Matt and...
Cooksy.
And...
Flowers.
And...
Kurt Waywood.
And Throw Up McGee.
And...
And Dustin, who's been in the house talking to my wife for like 2 hours, that's weird, really weird. We bid you adieu. Thank you. Thank you, Batman and Bat fans. We'll see you next week at the brothel. Hey, and go to www.tkovapor.com and use the offer code RANCOR at checkout for 25% off. go to www.freemusicarchive.org/music/starseed for our intro music. And don't forget to go to www.followthe.tv for all of our Follow Networks podcasts and videos and everything fun that we do. Because we do that often. I'm going to tase Mike in the knee. Am I? I can't work this thing.
You got to turn it on.
How?
Ah! Son of a bitch!
Ah! Ah!